Hey, I was calling. I'd just like to say I appreciate your show on the radio tonight. I was setting my clock to wake up in the morning, and I overheard your conversation. I said, let me listen to this.
Well, praise the Lord.
But my question was, in Matthew 4, verse 6,
mm-hmm.
It says that if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone.
Right.
Before I was born again and filled with the Spirit, I used to have thoughts of suicide and tried to commit suicide twice.
Mm.
And now that I'm born again, when I face problems, sometimes I try to fight back in the flesh, and I know the Spirit rises up in me, and I start to pray, but I still feel those thoughts of going to the graveyard, or I would be better off dead and I have to deal with this. And I was just wanting to know, was that an area where Satan tried to test Jesus with suicide, or is that just, I don't understand that
scripture. Well, the three temptations that Jesus experienced, Philip,
mm-hmm.
they encompass every temptation that any of us face.
Right.
In 1 John chapter 2, it tells us that there are three basic temptations: lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
Pride of life, right.
Eve fell, and Adam fell, in those same three areas.
Right.
Christ overcame in those three areas.
I see.
And we are all tempted that way. The devil tempts each of us with self-destruction, which is what that temptation was.
Okay.
Now, just for the record, if there are others out there like you, and incidentally, Philip, before I was a Christian, I toyed with suicide quite a bit, because without God, life has no purpose anyway. And so suicide, for the non-Christian, is normal thinking. If there's no God, if there's no purpose, if there's no eternity, if people are unhappy most of the time, then what's the sense? And, you know, if you're going to just turn into fertilizer, why not save time?
Right.
But for the Christian, once you realize that suicide does not usher you into a better dimension, suicide permanently seals your bad circumstances.
Exactly.
In other words, if you're struggling, suicide doesn't make it better. Suicide seals it forever. There's no reversing the bad circumstances. As long as you're a Christian, you've got hope of a new life, a new body, eternal life. And when a person kills himself, all they have to look forward to is the resurrection of the damned, which is in other words, your next conscious thought is not a better situation, it's a worse one. And so if anybody out there ever is thinking suicide is going to be an escape, that's the biggest lie of all.
Right.
What suicide does is it ushers you right into misery. Your next conscious thought is the wrong resurrection.
I understand.
Because the Bible says that sin is a transgression of God's law, and one of those commandments says, thou shalt not kill, murder, and that would mean yourself, too.
Right.
Our lives are a sacred gift from God. So the devil is using a lot of ways today to tempt people to self-destruction. Sometimes people commit suicide quickly. Some people do it by degrees, through drugs, through self-abuse. And,
very slowly.
Yeah, little by little. Some people do it cigarettes in little increments.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, don't ever be fooled by that one, okay?
Okay.
God's got a big plan for you, and I'm glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
Now, we all struggle with temptation. You just read your Bible and keep claiming God's promises, and he'll get you through it. We all struggle with depression. All right?
All right.